This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are looking for a few good exceptional Americans. Welcome to the show, and boy, we have a lot to talk about today. You know, it's just a never-ending source of news. I mean, it's 24/7, 365 news cycle now. Don't you just love it? We might get one day off. I don't know when that is. From all the news, it's just absolutely phenomenal. The news that's being generated, not necessarily by the mainstream media, Ted Koppel, but of course us, you and I. I mean, the news business has exploded, and it's nice to be on top of the wave. Well, with me right now, on top of the wave himself, is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And Scott, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. It's been quite another series of events here in the last couple of days, especially with Jeff Sessions and the whole Donald Trump thing. So welcome to the show.
Goodness say, thank you, Paul. It's glad to be here.
Well, you know, Jeff Sessions comes right out of the chutes. Of course, he's starting to, get a hold of himself. And you know, after the, you know, the scurrilous attacks that he was undergoing during the confirmation hearings. Now he's got his legs underneath him. I know that Jeff Sessions and the Department of Justice has been working their magic here in California. Much welcomed, of course. And like I always say, to my friends down there in Sacramento, the proctologist has arrived. The proctologist has arrived. I repeat, the proctologist has arrived. So, anyway, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. My screen went dark on you here, so I'm like, wait a minute, that's just a computer glitch. But anyway, so Jeff Sessions comes right out of the chutes about sanctuary cities, and it looks like they're definitely going to go after these cities.
Absolutely, and he has every right to. You know, if there, and this has everything to do with law enforcement. And the situation that he, I think, articulated very well in the Sean Spicer press conference was that if he's going to give law enforcement federal funds to work with federal law enforcement, then they should have a right to do that. So if they have guidelines, protocols, and, you know, standards to work with, you know, this is how law enforcement is. And he said, you know, it's just very common that, you know, when you have a detainee and he has to go through the process in one precinct, he's going to be handed over. And it's just proper respect among law enforcement. And law enforcement doesn't have an issue with this. They don't have a problem with this. But it's the mayor. It's like the individuals that, like the mayor of Los Angeles or you know, what's happening in California or what's happening in Maryland or in a lot of these other cities and towns. I mean, it's funny that Malibu, for example, Malibu, California, has become a sanctuary city. Of course, you know, they're the same people that are advocating $15 minimum wage for fast food workers, but yet, you know, they want sanctuary cities to keep their illegal help in place so they could pay them very little.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. And quite frankly, you know, I can, you know, I know some people in Malibu and the things that go on there, and there's slavery down there. I don't really care what anybody says. I mean, you just have to kind of out these communities. There's slavery down there. There's the Chinese slavery. There's the Mexican slavery. There's the Hispanic slavery, the Central American slavery, business going on down there. And it's hard, you know, with the human trafficking stuff. And, you know, what's really amazing as we're finding out now, and more, it's starting to trickle into our genre of news, not necessarily the mainstream media, but the whole notion of human trafficking and the relationship to sanctuary cities. See, that needs to be explored, because when you start looking at Los Angeles, I mean, the amount of human trafficking that goes on there is spectacular. And everybody knows it. I mean, they could set up, you know, a whole major federal task force just on human trafficking in Los Angeles and still have years and years and years of work before they can stomp it out.
Absolutely. And so, you know, defunding law enforcement is well within his boundaries. You know, he's allowed to do that. And it's going to be interesting to see what the state and local governments who are supporting sanctuary cities are going to say with respect to this, because, you know, the issue here is that they're doing this in major numbers. They're doing it this massive numbers. And they're trying to make themselves too big to fail so that they could get more and more cities to join the ranks of sanctuary cities. Then when Trump comes down and cracks down on the hammer, they're going to say, well, we can't take your garbage out because Trump, the big bad evil Trump, pulled funding. Well, that's not going to work. And I think that they really need to be aware that that's going to be the playbook that's going to be used by the left. And going forward, they're going to really have to address that and say, no, you have a choice. And I thought that Sessions addressed this very well, that they have a choice. If they want the funding, they're going to have to play by the rules, because we're not going to be spending money hand over fist in an uphill battle to, you know, take down crime. And I thought he addressed that very well. But that's what they're trying to do, make themselves too big to fail, say that they can't take out your garbage because they've been defunded. And I don't think that's going to fly.
Well, you know, I find it very, very interesting, the juxtaposition of the two administrations, because, you know, we were in the conservative circles using, you know, the notion of a constitutional sheriff to protect ourselves from federal overreach and this encroachment by law enforcement, not to necessarily round up illegal aliens, but more and more federal dollars going into local policing agencies and having this, this you owe it to me mentality to the federal government. Thus, you had the, normal small cities and so on pledging allegiance to the federal government rather than their local communities. And then reacting as such because they were getting federal funds, from the COPS program and these other policing grants that were out there. The Obama administration was putting more and more emphasis on them. And, of course, we were very suspect because, gee whiz, they're talking about rounding up people and putting them in FEMA camps and things like that. So we had a legitimate gripe to preserve freedom. And now what we've got is a president who wants to utilize the local police officers to round up people that are here illegally committing crimes, and the left's not allowing that to happen. It's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, well, that's their argument, too, that they're not going to be immigration officers. But that's not really the question. The question is about these criminals that, if they're wanted on a violation of some crime, and let's face it, I mean, crossing the border illegally is a crime. That is the first crime they committed when they entered the United States. That the federal law enforcement agency is allowed to work with local agency, and there should be a level of cooperation than customary throughout the last 50 years.
Well, hang on, Scott. We got the music coming up. When we're going to come back, we're going to talk more about sanctuary city status with Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be back in just about 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hey, And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're talking about, Donald Trump and what's going on in Washington, D.C. and nationally. And the big thing that's happened overnight, really since yesterday afternoon, was a lot of big things, but the, one of the big ones is the sanctuary city crackdown by Jeff Sessions, Attorney General, who's now come out. We knew this was going to happen. Once he got his legs underneath him after the confirmation hearing, you would start to hear more and more and more about Jeff Sessions, which, of course, the left does not want. They don't want Jeff Sessions prying into various things. And, Scott, in a minute I want to talk about Jeff Sessions and what do you think he's going to do with things like, the Pizzagate thing and stuff like that, and Podesta, whose name is starting to crop up again, and Hillary Clinton and Uranium One. I mean, all these things ahead. But the Sanctuary Cities program that he's trying to break up right now is really, like you said, they're trying to make it so big that it can't fail routine. But I have a feeling that once these funds start disappearing and the crime starts to rise even more, you know, the bad thing about this, and I know how this kind of works, is that a lot of these communities are suppressing the crime rates and statistics about what goes on with these illegal aliens.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the problem. Is that the Democrats have proven themselves, really, they'll do anything to win. They'll do anything for the vote. And they'll do anything for power. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's all about, you know, the open borders is all about what we're saying in the Scott Adams Show just today. The open borders and the excessive tax and the excessive regulation and the excessive pushing jobs overseas and having the open borders compete for a lot of our job was designed to weaken the American population, the American worker, the American taxpayer, to get them to buy in and become desperate enough to buy into food stamps. They made it easier to get food stamps, easier to get social welfare. And so they, while at the same time they made it easier, they made it more difficult for the American taxpayer to work and find meaningful jobs. They've made it so difficult, in fact, that the salaries have actually gone down because the demand for jobs has been so great. It's a supply and demand situation that the employers can actually, you know, ask for anything and people will be desperate enough to take it. So that was all part of the Sulinski plan for Obama to, you know, basically push a capitalist system into socialism. And it was a driving force. They'll do anything to open those borders, whether it threats our nation's security or not. That's why they didn't embrace sanctuary. That's why they did not embrace safe zones in the Middle East. And so when you look at sanctuary cities, same thing. That part of their agenda is to import voters from the open border process that they had going on. Mm-hmm. But how are we going to keep them safe, right? We're going to create these sanctuary cities. And the Department of Homeland Security under Jake Johnson actually was instrumental in rewarding cities who were going to become sanctuary cities. We were pushing it. And if you weren't a sanctuary city, you were not going to have favorable treatment. And this was understood. And so it's just the role reverse now, is that now if you are a sanctuary city, you're not going to be rewarded. You're going to be rewarded if you actually work with the federal law enforcement. But the history and the etiquette and the rule of law is on the side of Sessions right now. Sessions is talking about what has been going on for forever. This whole new thing about sanctuary cities is kind of a new concept. Mm-hmm. The word sanctuary city has been around for a while.
Well, it's a Catholic notion for the most part.
But the idea that sanctuary cities are represented by over 300 cities and untold numbers of counties, and now we're getting into the whole states thing, this is all politically driven to ensure a one-party country. And when you ask the Democrats, do you want a one-party country? They say no. But everything that they're doing is pushing it right toward a one-party country. And that's what you have in California. Mm-hmm. And you have it in large part because of the sanctuary cities and the sanctuary counties and now the sanctuary state.
Well, you know, politically, they put it in reverse, so to speak, but they came in politically to make it a one-party system by a process that they set in place back in the early 90s. And this process is continuing today to decimate, of course, there is no Republican Party in California, ladies and gentlemen. They're just totally irrelevant. And, you know, they bought off some of the the Republican political leaders, and that's how they basically did it, George Soros and other people. But I'm looking at the headlines right now just to show you the significance of this. And you touched on something. I'm going to have to check this out, and maybe some of the listeners can email me, Paul at AE. Just going to get my thing here. Paul at A21R.com is my email. Because, and I could be wrong on this, but as I recall, back in the day, sanctuary cities and sanctuaries were pretty much the reserve of the church at the time, and the dominant church was the Catholic Church. They would declare sanctuary, and it would, and again, I'm just kind of stabbing at this one, but as I recall, it was a way to protect against unruly kings and so on, so people could go there and declare sanctuary. It's similar to what we have right now with Julian Assange, and of course Julian Assange has taken refuge in what the Nicaraguan or Guatemalan embassy in London, and of course he's basically claimed sanctuary there, and what he's done is, of course, he's looking for refugee status, if you will. He wants to remain free, as you can remain free in a prisoner, as a prisoner, because he's wanted. But I recall that this is sort of a religious aspect. Now, what they're doing is networking it.
Paul?
Yeah.
The concept of a sanctuary city goes back thousands of years.
Right.
It has been associated with Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Buddhism.
There you go.
On with other religions. Sanctuary cities can be tracked back to the Old Testament. The Book of Numbers commands the selection of six cities of refuge in which the perpetrators of accidental manslaughter could claim the right of asylum.
Now, you see, this is, and what you hit on something here, because this is old school in terms of claiming sanctuary, and what they're doing now is networking from one city to another across the nation, and they're going to get a confederation of networked sanctuary cities going on, is what they're going to do. And that's obviously the plan. I mean, this is sort of something that's gone on for years. And, you know, you can go back to even our own Civil War, because of the slavery. People were hiding slaves all over the place. And, of course, you're in Philadelphia. You understand all that.
Right.
It's the same sort of network, if you will.
Check this out. Berkeley, California. You've heard of Berkeley, right?
Yeah.
Became the first city government in the United States to pass a sanctuary resolution on November 8th, 1971. Exactly, on election day, really.
Right.
Yeah, 1971, additional local governments in certain cities in the United States began designating themselves as sanctuary cities during the 1980s. Some have questioned the accuracy of the term sanctuary city as used in the USA. The policy was first initiated in 1979 in Los Angeles to prevent police from inquiring about the immigration status of arrestees. So this is not new.
Right.
Added in their minds that these people were going to be good Democrat voters, and they saw this formula. It's not rocket science. This kind of thing's been happening through the course of gerrymandering and a whole host of other ways that you can exploit race and gender and creed and color, you know, hyphenated politics, if you will.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting that right now in Drudge 2 and being an educator, this really perked my ears because I understand how this whole thing goes. But, you know, sort of tell you how it is here in California. It says North Hollywood High School budget cuts due to high white percentage sparks outrage.
Yeah.
And, so to put it in the context of education, school districts get more money for minority students, basically. I'm just kind of – there's a whole series I could talk for hours and days on this issue, but that's the basic formula. And we're coming up to the music, and we're coming back with Scott Adams. We're talking about sanctuary cities and headlines that are bigger and badder than what we thought. More sanctuary cities, well, less money for them. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio with Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show. And Scott, the Sanctuary City growth, it's pretty clear. I think if you look at a map, they're just starting to link to link to link to link. And create a network of one city to the next, and they're going to relax all the laws. And what's really interesting is that this is a backdoor way. And I read that article about the school funding for me because it's very significant to everybody to understand how it's been working out here in California. And I now see it working as a technique over there in Maryland, where you had that rape and you had the 18-year-olds and so on. What they're doing is using the illegal aliens by giving them top priority. They get preferential treatment over all the other citizen students. And so what happens is over time you ultimately push them out, and you use the illegal alien shield, if you will, to give them more preferential treatment. And that's what you're seeing there. One of the things that really disturbs me about the Maryland school situation is the aging situation, where you have these illegal aliens and that are, you know, 27 years old. I've heard reports of sitting in a classroom with a 13-year-old student. That's going on and has gone on. We reported that years ago, about 3 years ago, when we had Ted Hayes on the show, an activist down in Los Angeles, and also about the Maryland schools. So this is something where they use the illegal alien by giving him more and more benefits than what the normal population has. Ultimately, it pushes the native population, if you will, out altogether of various jobs and various school seats, schools and things like that. And the classic example about schools is that normal citizens of the state of California, their kids, do not get any kind of preferential treatment about enrollment into the university system. In fact, they go to the end of the line. The top category of students that gain entrance in their prioritization is illegal aliens first, and then the rest of the kids later. So these illegal aliens are pushing our citizens, our kids, out of these schools. And you're seeing that situation being applied right now in Maryland as a technique.
Well, you know, we've seen this play out before, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
I think a guy named President Johnson actually said, you know, we're going to own these N-words for the next 200 years. That's what he said.
Right.
President Johnson said during the Civil Rights era. Now, it was the Republicans that are actually pushing civil rights in the late 50s. And when Johnson was a senator, he was against it. But the reason why was the Democrats wanted to claim responsibility and ownership for such legislation so that they could do what Johnson pushed. So we could own these, and then he said the N-word, for the next 200 years. So think about that for a second. That's been part of their playbook, where if you borrow from Peter to pay Paul, you can always depend on Paul's support. Always. So they're basically dividing America and saying you, the American taxpayer, middle-class worker, are going to have to pay out the nose for a certain group of people that we are trying to buy so that they'll vote for us in lockstep. Now, this is this is over the top, not even trying to hide.
Right.
With regard to the illegal immigrant, is that they're going to get to the front of the line in every category, everywhere, shape and form. It doesn't matter. And they're going to know where their lunch is paid for. They're going to know, and they're going to vote that way. They're going to vote accordingly. So they're buying votes with taxpayer dollars. And they don't even care whether these people speak our language, want to assimilate, love Americans. They don't care about these things. They don't care about our safety. They don't care about tuberculosis or any disease coming across the border. They don't care about anything but the power. And we've seen that play out time and time again in a post-Trump win in election, where they're just banging drums. They are trying to tear Monica Crowley apart. They're trying to tear General Flynn apart. They're trying to tear anybody that steps in their way. Now it's Nunes. He needs to step down. Anybody that's standing in their way, they wanted to destroy them.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, but down in Los Angeles, down in Ontario, California, just south of Los Angeles, you had the Attorney General for the state of California give a speech, and it was totally disrupted by Trump supporters who entered the gym at Chaffee High School down there and really created quite a ruckus. Not only for him when he got up to speak, because, you know, this guy, Javier Becerra, ladies and gentlemen, is a Marxist. I mean, he's an unbridled Marxist. And, you know, he really is promoting the sanctuary city notion. Of course, he's trying to take Trump head on. He's one of the main opponents when you have your own attorney general running around telling constitutional sheriffs not to enforce federal law, which is exactly what he's doing. We have a problem in California. But even in Trevor Loudon's book, they single him out. This is called The Enemy Within. They single him out as one of the main Marxists in California. And now he's our attorney general. So that's what we've stooped to here. And it's not that all Mexicans fit into this category in California. That is absolutely not true. These are minority, very much minority, activist, communist, and left-leaning people that have managed to get themselves into government. And they've used this whole tool of illegal alien getting preferential treatments to get there. And one of the things that was pointed out is they had an assemblywoman get up and speak at this thing. And she said how proud she was that she came to the country as an illegal alien, and now she's an assembly member. And she goes to list all the schools she went to and stuff. And, you know, the crowd was booing like crazy because, see, they got it. You know, honey, you just pushed out how many citizen Californians out of seats in those colleges and universities that you went to, and you went there free. See, that's the outrage. It's not that she's an illegal alien as much as the benefits and preferential treatment that she's getting, and now it's the sanctuary. Now we're on to sanctuary city things, you know. It's just, and this is coming to a town near you, ladies and gentlemen, like you see in Maryland.
You have it with Title IX. You have it with civil rights legislation that, you know, probably should have had a shelf life of 5 to 10 years, and instead has been, you know, a cash cow carrot stick approach to winning over voters. You know, the Democrats have turned this kind of divisiveness, this divided sense of politics, this hyphenated politics, as we call it, They've turned it into a real business, a real strategy. But, you know, even the black voters have started to turn away. I'm seeing more and more and more conservative talk show hosts who are black. I'm starting to see more and more congressmen come on the right side and run for the conservative branch. But, you know, I'm seeing a lot more black people becoming conservative than I've ever seen in my life. And that's because they're starting to realize that they've been played.
And I agree. Yeah,
and in the 1990s never experienced Jim Crow or anything like Emmett Till experienced. You know, they never did. And so when they're told by these old geezers like Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson, you know, about this old message, that they're not innovative. They're not creating new playbooks. They're not even speaking in today's terms. And Barack Obama was exactly the same pedigree as that. Speaking in old terms, Eric Holder, old terms, Loretta Lynch, old terms. And so they're an old message that's not resonating. And that's why they're going to go down. The Obama administration is probably the worst administration we've seen in our history.
Well, you know, there's no question about that. But the lingering effects of what we're seeing right now, really being pushed by so many outside agents, so many activists, if you will, in the United States, in this linking of cities from one sanctuary city to another, you know, it's going to be an underground railway, basically, or railroad, as they called it back in the day. That's really what they're kind of setting up. And the illegal nature of it, this is why I say, you know, when Obama came on board, I said this is the opportunity for the left to turn everybody lawless in the United States of America. And this is just an extension of that right now. You know, there's a lot of the vernacular that's going on that came from a couple of executive orders that were issued by Obama. We're going to come back and talk about that. The Welcoming Communities Program, the New Americans Program, and several others. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio with Scott Adams from the Scott Adams Show, our guest today. Stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show, and we're talking about sanctuary cities right now, and we're going to get into some of the other issues facing Donald Trump, especially Devin Nunes. But quickly, Scott, are you aware of the New Americans program of Obama and the Welcoming Communities program of Obama?
No, I'm actually not.
So, okay, yeah. you can't find them anymore, but they used to be up on the White House website for a long time. And this is an initiative that started right after his second term started. And what it is it's this the whole complete immigration package that was basically brought in by him through executive order. And he started three different programs. One of them was called the New Americans. The other one was the Welcoming Communities program. And then the other one was the immigration. I can't remember the exact title, but it had to do with the immigration reception program or something like that. And these were all grant-funded programs. And what they were doing was they were introducing money into communities that would help and ease the sort of pain of these new immigrants coming in. One way was to start charter schools and so on, and to set up help the education system in some of these communities. One of the biggest targets of this was Maryland, the state of Maryland, which is where we first heard about it.
Country.
Pardon me?
One of the most liberal states in the country.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so what they did is, this is back in the day, you may remember, when President Obama was just loading people up on buses at the border and driving them, didn't matter where, you know, if they had diseases or whatever, driving them off to various parts of the country and just dumping them off. Most of these were Spanish-speaking individuals. And in Maryland, what they actually did is this New Americans Welcoming Community Programs, they actually set up two charter schools there. And I was told about it, and we jumped all over it. And these charter schools were designed so that kids from the Central and South American countries, all speaking Spanish, of course, were going to be educated in Spanish only. So these charter schools were Spanish-speaking charter schools, period, and a subject getting public funds. Well, we raised a ruckus about that, Ted Hayes and a few other people, and myself, and they kind of backed off on it. But it was in Maryland where that was happening, and I find it interesting that today we're having this situation where this young lady was raped. And by the way, that school, we're finding out more information about more cover-up of criminal activity by these same, by illegal aliens that have come into the school and been welcomed. They've welcomed them in. See, the welcoming community. This is all part of it.
Superintendent is such a libtard.
Yeah, he's amazing. This is coming from a former superintendent myself.
But I just want to say one thing real quick before we move on, and that is that, you know, I keep hearing, and it always bothers me when I hear this argument about, well, what, we can't just throw out all these people. There's just too many of them. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, there's too many of them, but who caused this to happen? I mean, just because there are too many of them, just like now there's too many sanctuary cities, we can't possibly get rid of them. It's like, no, we can get rid of them. Let's hit the reset button. Let's get back to basics, right and wrong. And so just because there's too many illegals and it's just too much isn't an argument for me. Is that, you know, you got to look at that and say, oh, there are too many. You're admitting that there are too many. Let's look and see who's responsible for this and hold them accountable.
Yeah, and we can. You know, it can happen. It can be done. But we have to have the mindset to do it, and I hope that's exactly what Trump is doing with Jeff Sessions right now. I want to change gears a little bit and talk about the big fracas that's going on, and that's with Devin Nunes. Devin Nunes goes off. He has to get one of these secure rooms, so he goes off to the White House, to the old White House executive wing, I guess, where they have one of these a sick sink. What are they called?
Well, it's actually just a terminal on White House grounds that has a direct pipeline to the most sensitive data that, you know, money can buy.
And so he goes over there because that's his, the only place I guess he could get SCIF, that's what it's called. And he goes over there, and now they're thinking that he was telling Donald Trump what was going on. But, you know, the bottom line is that what Devin Nunes was doing was getting confirmation that, in fact, Donald Trump was being spied on, which we've always had. I mean, we've had this information. It's out there to us. But I guess you have to go through the proper channels to get the true information to put the Democrats to shame. And now Nunes is being hammered. Your thoughts?
Said it has nothing to do with Russia.
Yeah.
Which we knew all along. You know, Colonel Schaefer has been saying, this has nothing to do with Russia. He was on debating with Maria Harf, you know, the Secretary of State spokesperson at one point. And she kept on bringing up Russian influence, the Russians. And she mentioned it like three times. And the discussion had nothing to do with the Russians. And so the point there was, and Colonel Schaefer just laughed and said, this has nothing to do with the Russians. What are you talking about? And Nunes said that he was surprised. This had nothing to do with the Russians. This has everything to do with the proper masking and unmasking of American citizens who are targeted by wiretaps.
Yeah, and they're just blowing up the media with the whole, and the media is going along with them. Which just absolutely amazes me. Now, let's shift gears here and talk about Podesta. Now, what I'm hearing, which I really am glad I'm hearing it coming from Donald Trump, I believe he was tweeting some things this morning, talking about Podesta, talking about the connections to the Russians that Podesta has, talking about the connections to Uranium One that Hillary Clinton has, which we've been, you know, talking about on this show for, what, 2 or 3 years now. And that's all starting to come. I think this is now the opportunity for this to start coming out and really the public starting to realize what's really going on with some of these people.
Well, Paul, you know, I read those tweets, and when I read that, I thought, I did a fist pump. I basically was like, yes, finally, because there was that rumor that maybe he's not going to go after Hillary Clinton. And
dispelled.
Said, why isn't the House Intelligence Committee looking into the Bill and Hillary deal that allowed big uranium to go to Russia, Russian speech money to go to Bill, and the Hillary-Russian reset, which basically she misspelled the word reset. It said overcharge. She couldn't even get that right. Praise of Russia by Hillary or Podesta Russian company. Trump-Russia's story is a hoax. So the Podesta had a direct pipeline to the Kremlin, and nobody ever said boo about that.
Yeah. Hang on. We got more music. We're with Scott Adams of The Scott Adams Show. And stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
And my rock, my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're Scott Adams here on Agenda 21 Radio. Quickly, Scott, because we only have about another 30 seconds. Do you think this round of tweets, and this is one of the big questions I wanted to ask you, this round of tweets is going to really prompt a serious investigation of Hillary Clinton and Podesta, John Podesta?
Absolutely. I think it does. And I don't think he tweets blindlessly. I think that he has substance behind his tweets, Donald Trump.
It's amazing how out in front he is with his tweets, because, you know, he was complaining about sanctuary cities a couple weeks ago, and guess what? We're now starting to look at sanctuary cities. So
every time he tweets, he's actually navigating the ship.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Anyway, Scott, tell us how we can get a hold of you.
Scott Adams Show. Each and every morning, 8 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, we're live every morning.
By the way, we're killing it on Red State Talk Radio, aren't we?
We are. The numbers are through the roof, and you know, we're over 35 hours of live programming each and every day, and that's unprecedented. Nobody in the business is doing that.
Awesome. Thanks, Scott, for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio.
Care now.
Awesome. Okay, so visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and of course, we got the links there to Red State Talk Radio. Also, Numana Foods, who's one of our sponsors, make sure you go to numana.com/21prep. That's for all your prepper needs. And remember, visit our website again, agenda21radio.news. Email me, paul@a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21. Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. So give your wallet a break and call us toll free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.